Another, you know, in my opinion, a forced topic that has come out was the FDA and the CDC has admitted that they found a risk, a possible risk of strokes after the new booster vaccine in people 65 or older. And here's the headline for that. This was just a couple days ago. CDC, FDA see possible link between Pfizer's bivalent shot and strokes. This was the updated booster with both the Omicron and the Wuhan strain in it. And it's for people over 65. So remember, those are the people that have had the most boosters next to the immunocompromised people. Right. So these are the people at the top of the list of, I don't know, five, I think, I'm losing track, boosters, this number, five total shots at this point. And they found the risk in a 21-day window after the vaccination. So, you know, immediately after the shot. Now, the FDA came out and the CDC came out and said, they never released the data fully. So you never got the full data set. You know, they said, we want to rebuild trust. They have an integrity problem, clearly. They could have released the full data set so people could look at those themselves. They did not do that. They've now come out and said, you know, our bad. No big deal, nothing to see here. We reanalyze the data and there's no risk, you know, carry on as you were. But on January 26th, the VRBPAC committee, that's the independent committee at the FDA, is going to talk about this data. So there's probably gonna be a lot of eyes on that. But remember here, the Cleveland Clinic did a study of their healthcare workers. And this was the study here, just on that note as well. Effectiveness of the coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19 bivalent vaccine. This was over 50,000 people. And they found this, quote, risk of COVID-19 increased with time since the most recent prior COVID-19 episode and with the number of vaccine doses previously received.
Wow.
So the more doses you get, according to Cleveland Clinic study, the more risk you're going to have. So there does seem to be some type of issue with this. Obviously, it's going to be up to the independent scientists, because the CDC and the FDA is just not releasing that raw data for the rest of the public to see, which has always been a huge problem.
And it's, I mean, this is a huge conversation now, because now benefits and risk reward ratio, you have a vaccine that is now really being reported to not only not stop transmission, it seems to be increasing your risk of catching and transmitting the virus. So what is the point? And yet here in America, especially, we've said it over and over again, they're doubling down, tripling down, sending Fauci out on a propaganda campaign. But what an amazing investigation there, Jeffrey. I mean, you're catching them out in multiple places. They're just straight up lying to the people on television. Yet those same television news agencies that are spreading that misinformation are trying to figure out ways to censor us and continue to censor those that have been bringing the truth from the beginning. It's not working. I mean, you mentioned that last week that, you know, we seem to be immune to cancellation, right? Cancel proof. What'd you call it?
Uncancelable.
Uncancelable. Yeah,
they will lose this conversation, because there's open source investigation going on now, and the media is no longer as tightly controlled as it used to be. There's people waking up. We have platforms that are allowing, you know, open debate and free speech, like Twitter, and others hopefully will follow. We have Rumble. They will lose this conversation, because the data is out there. And the only way they can do this is put all of those people that are talking about this under this misinformation hood and try to censor harder. That's the only thing they can do. And that's what we're seeing. So keep sharing all of these videos out there. Keep putting this information out, because this is the lifeline that people need to hear.
Yeah, and this is what's driving mainstream media to have to deal with it. So, folks, you're a part of this, right? It's why this whole Informed Consent Action Network, we always saw it as a network, knowing that a network is made up of the people that are viewing as much of the people that are making the news. And especially in this time of censorship, it's your sharing these videos. And remember, I know we do a very long show here every week, but we're just accumulating all the data. And then within days, you will see all of these segments cut up into smaller pieces. So if that's what you're interested in sharing, you can just share those pieces. So many people sharing the Jackson Report specifically. You're doing brilliant work, Jeffrey.